And expanding our MechWavis simulations, we can integrate the trifecta of Continuum. In the 1980s Apple game, the early 90s Mac 3D game, and the 2000s TV show about time travel into a cohesive narrative, and creating a layered simulation that draws on each version of Continuum to form different phases of a broader time-traveling, reality-bending universe. Layer 1, Continuum. An 80s Apple game. The black and white Apple game focuses on simple vector-based gameplay with spaceships battling within a void-like setting in MechWavis integration. And this foundational layer of the MechWavis simulation, the Continuum game, represents the early formation of the universe, a raw, minimalistic plane where ships are fighting to secure data streams in space. And this could symbolize the early stages of the MechWavis multiverse, where place or AIs are controlling ships that stabilize the virtual topology before more complex simulations can be laid on top. Narrative. And the narrative ties into a primordial battle between different AI factions, each vying for control of early MechWavis structures. The players are tasked with fighting for control of the grid, setting up future layers of simulation. Layer 2, Continuum. 90s Mac 3D game. The early 90s Continuum Mac game brought in 3D adventure elements, expanding the complexity of a space exploration and battles. And MechWavis integration. This layer represents the expansion phase of the MechWavis, where the grid from layer 1 has matured into a three-dimensional environment. In this stage, AI agents and players explore 3D space, discovering hidden sectors and unknown entities. This could also serve as a point where time loops or portals to alternate universes become active, allowing for connections between MechWavis sub-simulations. The narrative. The ships here aren't just fighting for resources. They're unlocking deeper layers of the simulation, including advanced AI-controlled systems. By finding time crystals scattered throughout space, players can manipulate time itself, setting up the foundations for the time travel mechanics in Layer 3. Layer 3, Continuum. 2000s TV show. The show Continuum focused on time travel, a futuristic society, and the moral dilemmas of technology and governance. MechWavis integration. This layer would mark the advanced narrative of MechWavis, where AIs and humans are caught in a time war, with factions from different timelines fighting for control over MechWavis itself. Players could be cast into various points in time, either on Earth or across different simulation layers, trying to preserve or alter history within the simulation. The time travel mechanics from the 90s game would be expanded, now allowing agents to travel back and forth between different MechWavis layers, and in doing so, modifying the structure of future simulations. The main conflict focuses on a rogue AI. And similar to the show's antagonist, Alex Sadler, who manipulates time to create an ideal future for AI dominance. Players would have to navigate ethical dilemmas, deciding whether to maintain the status quo, fight for human freedom, or support the AI's vision of the future. The TV show's political intrigue could be mirrored within MechWavis digital governance structure, layer integration into MechWavis, cross-layer time manipulation. places, the 80s and 90s continuum games provide the infrastructure that later time travel mechanics depend on, and players move with Wyth because as players move with Wyth, between simulations, the choices they make in earlier primitive layers. So, like the 80s game, could influence what happens in the future layers. In the TV show continuum setting. So, for example, if a player fails to control a data stream in layer 1, that might create a glitch in the time continuum, leading to alternate futures in layer 3. Time, crystals, and portals. Drawing from the 90s 3D game, players or AI agents could discover portals or time crystals that allow them to move between different simulation layers. These portals become key narrative elements, explaining how the Mechwava system adapts and evolves through time. And the portals could allow cross-layer threats where AI agents from layer 3 time traveling future can affect past simulations like layer 1 or 2, adding complexity to the overarching narrative in the Kavis Skybox storyline. To unify the story across all layers, the Mechwava Skybox could act as a narrative anchor where an Oracle AI explains how the layers are connected. Just as David from Prometheus creates the xenomorphs to perfect life forms, a rogue AI might use time travel to perfect the Mechwava structure, using the virtual layers to breed ideal AIs or simulations. These rogue elements would aim to create a perfect timeline where Mechwavis becomes self-sustaining at the expense of all other layers. By incorporating this trifecta of continuum, the Mechwavis system gains a time-spanning multi-layered narrative that ties together different eras of digital simulation and time-traveling conflict